to accomplish something is difficult. And, you know, the difficulty you have moment after moment. Which you have to work on. Will continue forever. I thought, if I say so, I thought, you know, you may laugh. And you are, you know, entrapped. We say, we have saying, to attain enlightenment may not be so difficult, but to continue our practice is difficult. So after all, you know, why we practice Zazen is to continue our practice. Or else, I think our practice doesn't make much sense. We say we have to live on each moment, and we have to make our best in each moment. And moment after moment, if, you know, our practice continue, with pain, with difficulties, it doesn't make much sense. Even though you have wonderful practice moment after moment, what will become of it? What is the purpose of life then? The purpose of life is not actually to accomplish something, but to continue our Buddha way. So, to continue our Buddha way forever is to accomplish our way. To accomplish does not mean to reach some stage. where we don't need to work anymore. So, the most important point and most difficult thing is to continue our way and to have good successor for us who may, you know, succeed our way. That is the meaning of the transmission. Transmission, we say transmission, but there is nothing to transmit. But If we say there is something that is a spirit of practice, now, to find someone who may, you know, continue our way, you know, my teacher, when he meant the one of the building, he didn't meant the main building, but he just meant kitchen and zendo. And he, at that time, he says, if I try, I can do it, but I must leave something for my disciples to do. I couldn't understand what he meant exactly. You know, the purpose of mending building or building something is not just to have some facility for us. The most important thing is to continue that kind of practice and to have successor who may take our responsibility, who may share our responsibility. The point is, you know, somewhere, you know, which you don't expect. If you understand this point, you know, and you will understand what kind of life you should have and what kind of rules you have to observe. To have rules is not just for yourself, but, you know, for your friends and for your disciples who may succeed our spirit. You know, as a bodhisattva, it is a pleasure to have something to work on, to have bodhisattvas should welcome difficulties. And if there is, so if you are very kind to your followers, successors, you should leave something for themselves, some difficulties, or for your descendants. Then, as a bodhisattva, he may be very glad to have something to work on. So not only, you know, your lifetime, but also forever for our descendant, we should welcome the difficulties. Do you know bodhisattvas for bow? I explained many times, I think. If desires and inexhaustible, you know. Inexhaustible. Why we should, you know. It doesn't make sense to have a vow to get rid of. It doesn't make sense, you know. But for Bodhisattva, you know, Bodhisattva may like endless, you know, desires which you should work on. We understand in that way. You had, you know, you have dead anger on this point. You don't notice this point, so you don't, you know, have much sense in your practice. Why you are discouraged, you know, with your practice, it's the point is wrong. You are just working for yourself. You are very, you know, short-sighted, near-sighted. You don't see anything. And practice doesn't, so you will be easily discouraged when you sit every day with pain, with many difficulties. The human life is interesting because there is good thing and bad things, half and half. Well, you know, very, very mixed up. So, if there is only good things, our life will not be so interesting. Because we have something, you know, some difficulties, and sometimes some joy. So joy makes sense, difficulties make sense. And the world we live is called Nanyen Budai. And there's the word called Hokuroshu in Buddhist, you know. Parable. Where there is only joy. So, Dogen Zenji says, we should be very glad to be born in this world where there is many difficulties. If we were to be born in Hokuroshu, we will not have Buddhist teaching. We cannot listen to Buddha because there's no need for Buddha to exist because they have no trouble there. But I don't think we are very happy if we if human being were to be born in Hokuroshu. I don't want to talk about this point so much. It is too valuable to talk about unless you pay $1,000,000. I don't want to talk about. I feel in that way. But, you know, because tonight I have nothing to talk about. So, you know, I have to say something. So, I'm giving you, you know, my secret treasure. But, you know, I hope you will not understand it. You should understand it after 10, 15 years, you know, not now. Because you may understand it just by here, you know. Oh, you may say, that makes sense. That's all. Maybe, you know, this kind of thing is, it's something you should find out. My master just said, you know, this main building is for you to mend it, for your disciple to mend it. That is what he said. I didn't take it so seriously. What does he mean? And because of it, I couldn't come to America, you know, until my age of 54. And when I made up my mind to go to America, it was the year I made up my mind to come to America in October, and I finished my work of main building April. So when I made up my mind to go to America, I said to my members, one of my members, if I could go to America 10 years, you know, before, 10 years ago, I could have many things. I think I can many things. I think I could many things. But maybe it is too late. I forgot almost all the English, even though I have some spirit, it will not work properly. I regret. But on the other hand, I thought, if I had gone to America 10 years before, I wouldn't have, you know, this much understanding of Buddhism. So maybe it was a good thing for me to stay in Japan, doing something. Which was told by my master. So point of practice is something beyond accomplishment or success. Successful or unsuccessful is not the point. What kind of accomplishment you have is not point. It doesn't matter. But the point is, if your practice is, the quality of practice is good or bad, good or not so good. That is why Buddhism, you know, lasted for so long time. As Buddha pointed out in maybe 1,500 years, Buddhism will die out, not die out, but almost, you know, dead teaching. It is true, you know, if Buddhists seek for the accomplishment, when we, you know, continue our practice, if you continue your practice, if you are not so good, your disciple may be good, you know. In 3-4 generations after you, there must be some good disciple. If your practice is pure enough and your practice is good quality, some of your descendants will do something, even though you cannot do it. That is very important point for us. Our practice is not just for ourselves. It is for everyone. So, you know, it doesn't matter whether you are successful or not. It doesn't matter. If you have, you know, good disciples, And if you have good practice, that is the most important point. And everyone can have good practice, you know. This kind of spirit is the spirit everyone has. This kind of spirit is not just for selected people. It is for everyone. The important thing is to continue it, to continue the good practice. Then, someone will do it. Do you understand this point? So, that is why we say our practice should not be selfish practice. Even though you accomplish something great, if it is selfish practice, we will despise it. Do you understand? If you don't do anything, if you are not able to do anything, if your practice is with people, and for your friend and for your descendant, even though he cannot do anything, he may be a good Buddhist. Okay? Don't say okay. too soon. Think about it, you know. Dogen Zen said, you know, when he wrote Shobo Genzo, he said, you know, although they may not understand me, you know, it is all right. Anyway, I write it down. Someday, someone will understand it. So, for my descendant, I'm writing this Shobo Genzo, giving up various chance to accomplish something seems to be great. His point was there. That is why, you know, there is a sort of school. Even though we understand Shobo Genzo, you know, one character, even though we understand Shobo Genzo intellectually, if we lose this point, it doesn't make any sense. Even though all American people converted to Buddhism, it doesn't make sense. If there is 10 or 20 good students. That is enough. Our ways for everyone. Not for some particular person. For everyone who may participate our way. Don't say, you know, there's nothing to do for me as a Buddhist. There are many things to do for you. And this is the foundation of I think foundation of Buddhism and foundation of practice. As this practice is for everyone, how it works, this teaching works as everyone's teaching. It's because it is enough if each one of us do something which he can. Great or small, doesn't matter. We say, if it is some equipment in the kitchen, you know, that's pen and cups and balls and many things, spoons and everything. We need everything. Whether it is, you know, big or small, doesn't matter. Small things is necessary, as well as big ones. But we must, you know, small things should work when small thing is necessary. Big one should work when big one is necessary. If small pen want to be a big one, it will be big trouble. And something which you should put higher place, you know, should be put, should be higher, high place. And something which should be low place, should be low place. That is, you know, famous Dogen's words. Kōjō wa kōhei, tējō wa tēhei. That is rules. Rule is not something which was made by some particular person. The moment we are here, there's rules already. And each one have its own place. And each one has its own place, and each one of us has its own position. So according to the position, we should work. That is how we practice our way in everyday life. In this way, if we work together, that is, our monastery. That is monastic life. And which will last forever. And its gate should be open to everyone. And everyone must have some position, something to do there. With the same spirit. And our life, our monastic life, should be continued forever. And that is, how our monastery works. And that is, why we practice zazen with painful legs. Excuse me. Oh my. I thought it was too short, but it was too long. Okay, excuse me. Let's work hard. With joy, and participate. It's a big practice, This is our joy, Hakuchai, Don't say, what am I doing here? Don't say so anymore, if you understand this. And how valuable thing it is to have something to work on, to have something to keep you busy. I'm not fooling you at all. Thank you very much.